My name is Avi Goldstein. I'm the producer of the film Speed Sisters. Speed Sisters is a documentary film. It tells the story of a group of women who are competing in the Motorsport Federation in the West Bank, and they've been widely acclaimed as the first all-women motor racing team in the Middle East. It's a group of really determined, strong women who have really been determined to live life on their own terms despite, you know, a bevy of obstacles from living under occupation, social expectations, you know, personal challenges, and they're going for it in this film. The first race that we went to was in the end of 2009, to a race that was happening in the West Bank, and we were just blown away by what we saw. People have really responded to the story. We've seen people looking up to them as a source of inspiration, and also as a source of a different look at life in the West Bank. We often don't see these kinds of images, and they've been embraced. You know, one of the things that we were surprised by was just how welcome and supported they've been by the guys who are on the track. And they even say it's a kind of resistance to a situation that tries to diminish your dreams, that's physically, you know, there are blockades, checkpoints that physically get in the way of living a normal life. It's been really exciting to see that the film resonates, you know, both with car lovers and with feminists, with people interested in Middle Eastern studies and Arabic and news about Palestine. We put together a crew of all women, who from the director to cinematographers, assistant producers and translators, and the relationships that were developed with the families, with the women, really allowed the crew, Amber and her crew, to go very, very deep into family life, which was important in the making of this film. We didn't want to stay on the track. We didn't want this to be a new story of, hey, look, isn't it cool, this is happening. We actually wanted to try to get in and understand what made each one of them tick and try to tell a much more personal story driven by their own pursuits over the course of a few years. My route went from the U.S. to Jerusalem to Brussels. It's a nice liberating place, and I also found it's a city that really kind of reveals itself layer by layer. Find a lot of nooks and crannies. The neighborhood structure of the city is something that took me a while to understand, and I think the challenge here is having actually so many things to do. It's balancing being a patron of the arts and kind of taking in all the things that are on offer and also carving out some time to do your own thing.